Mitch Torres, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and I'd like to say hello to all your listeners.
Could you just tell us a little bit about the campaign and the reasons behind establishing a global call to action?
Well, we've established this because, through the Kimberley, we've heard talk about the closures, the imminent closures, potential closures, threatened closures of 150 communities across the state of WA by the Premier Colin Barnett. And, you know, it was sort of rumbling there in the background, but it wasn't really until Prime Minister Abbott made the comment on Kalgoorlie, ABC Radio in Kalgoorlie last week about it's a lifestyle choice. And it really, really hit the nerve of many of us people in the Kimberley to the point where it was, we just could not understand, you know. He had verbalised what had been happening sort of in the background, because we know that there hasn't been any consultation publicly with people of the Kimberley. There may have been, it may have been done in the background, but was unknown to us, and is still unknown in terms of what kind of consultation has been happening across the region. And so people of the community, grassroots people, are saying, we're not going to wait. We're not going to wait. We're going to force this issue, force it into the public domain so that people can understand what's going on. We do not want to live under the fear that our community could be targeted. We don't know if our community will be targeted. We don't know what criteria the state government is using to potentially close the community down. And so all of these questions need to be answered. And obviously the best way to go about it is to make it a public discussion with all the people of the regions and the communities that could be affected throughout the state of WA. So our people, yeah, said, let's do something, let's do a march, and posted a question on Facebook last week and said, what do you guys think about this, people? Do you think we should need to do some actions? And it went from there, and people got on board and said, let's organise an organising committee. And people from Run, you know, contacts on Facebook said, yep, I'll put my hand up, let's organise something. We chose Closing the Gap Day, because just in a short period of time, Premier Colin Barnett and the Prime Minister Tony Abbott have potentially widened the gap again with their statements. And so that's where the idea to do a community rallies came about, and everyone's on board. I mean, I can't say everyone, but, you know, the general feeling is that many people are concerned, and the wider community in terms of our friends and people who live with us and love the region and care about people who live in communities.
And Mitch, with the PM's comments last week, do you think that's put him in a position now where it makes him look like he's actually out of touch with what's happening?
Absolutely. And for what it's worth, he has, you know, already said that he's not going to back down from that statement. He's built relationships, so he says, with Aboriginal communities. But when you make a statement like that, obviously those relationships haven't informed or educated you, you know, the Prime Minister of Australia. Otherwise, he would have taken those experiences and be very concerned about how he talks about Aboriginal people. On one hand, you cannot be talking about recognising Aboriginal people and being part of a reconciliation movement, and then you know, the next week, suddenly you're going to talk about, let's close these communities, and it's our lifestyle choice for Aboriginal people to live in communities. Well, no, it isn't. It isn't a lifestyle choice. People live where they are born. They live where their cultural connections are, their cultural obligations. They want to live there. It's their home. It's where they come from. It's their own sovereign domicile. They don't come from anywhere else. Therefore, they have no reason to go anywhere else. And I think the marches across the country is about saying that stop dictating to how people live their lives and Aboriginal people. We don't go around telling other people, when I say other people, I'm talking about non-Indigenous people, how they should live their lives.
Yeah, and Mitch, I was just wondering as well, you know, with 10,000 likes on Facebook in 3 days, clearly that's sending a message out there to all the politicians and to pay attention, don't you reckon?
Well, I hope so. I hope it does at least put in the minds of those that make policies that affect Indigenous communities, wherever they may be, because, look, they're talking about doing this in WA. You guys had the intervention in the Northern Territory. South Australia is in line as well. who else, who next, us today, you guys tomorrow, you know? And so the issue is that we people, as sovereign people of this country, are not going to take that anymore and say, you cannot dictate how we live, where we live. If you remove people of community, you're going to create further social problems in the towns that those people have to migrate to, be displaced to. Homelessness is an issue in many of the larger communities in the Kimberley. I can speak for that because I know about that issue, and it must be reflected across the nation, I'm sure. You take the people from the communities, where are you going to house them? So obviously that's one of the biggest questions of the march. How will you house the homeless? That's the premise of why we're marching. And also a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. You know, people who may have a business tied up with the essential services of servicing of remote communities. So it doesn't only just affect Aboriginal people. It affects the people who come in and out, builders, service providers. What happens then to those people who live and work with us and in our communities?
And Mitch, as you said, with people moving into other areas, I mean, other bigger towns around their areas, wouldn't that cause more stress on those bigger towns with a lot of people moving in?
Absolutely. That is the flow and effect of the social impacts that will continue to happen. Not only that, I'm guessing that we will see an increase in people's mental health decline, because in our living memory, in our people's living memory, they got moved off their land to make way for cattle stations. They got moved, people got moved because of the stolen generation. And now this is going to happen. So surely that has an intergenerational effect on the old people who experienced that in their time and their kids and the generations following. So we've seen what the effect of the stolen generation was. What will be the effect of these people who are going to be moved off their country again, displaced, put into town, having to try and exist in someone else's country? I think the health problems are going to go right through the roof. The homelessness, the health issues in terms of mental health, well-being. Where do they stay? Overcrowding. Then you're going to have the combined environmental health problems with all of that happening. I think it hasn't been well thought out. And these are the questions. I mean, does the Premier, Colin Barnett, have a plan? If so, what is that plan? How did he come to that plan? Was it in consultation with the community? I don't think so.
And Mitch, I was just wondering as well, have you heard of the names of the communities that have been looked at to be closed?
We have not, and that's the issue. So when you put a statement out there into the public domain that 150 communities are going to be closed, that sends a lot of fear and uncertainty and doubt into the minds and well-being of people who live in remote communities. So we're asking, what's the criteria you're using to close these small communities? And have you spoken with those communities? So we're saying that the people who represent us across the board in Aboriginal services, whether they're the land councils, whether they're the health policy makers, in all of those areas, can you all please hurry up and get together and go with a united voice and represent what your people are saying on the ground? We're concerned. We have fear. Is our community going to be closed? We want this to be transparent, and we want to know that we're being consulted about a grave issue that can affect us way into the future.
Yeah, that's, it's pretty... pretty nerve-wracking when you don't know who's going to be affected by this. And Mitch, I was just wondering as well, how can people get involved and help out?
Okay. If you're in the Alice region, it's Monday now. You've got until Thursday to organise a march. And I think this will be ongoing. This is the first step, to getting that story out there, that voice for the people who could be affected. Even if you're in your own backyard, and you make up a sign, post it up to this Facebook page, and I'll give you the details. Stop Forced Closure of Aboriginal Communities in Australia. It's a community page. We've got 10,000 likes, like you said, and it's been shared. The post has reached something like 400,000 people. So, it's a topical issue. It is an issue that's not going to go away. So I believe that we'll be building on the marches. So if you are concerned and would like to help, you can post to hashtag SOS Black Australia, no consent, hashtag no confidence, hashtag lifestyle choice. So, yeah, go to the Stop the Forced Closure of Aboriginal Communities in Australia, and you can link in and see what's going on around the nation and see where the march is being held and how you can participate. Even if you're on a community and you can't get in, post a picture to that page with your message on a poster, you know, and it say, hands off community, hands off our community. Our communities are our homes, our choice. Is this genocide again? Racism is a lifestyle choice. You know, things, questions that really bring home the message. And I think the important one is, who will house the homeless?
Mitch Torres, thanks very much for talking to us here at Karma Radio.
Thank you very much for the invitation, the opportunity. And yes, I hope people do get involved. Go to Stop the Forced Closure of Aboriginal Communities in Australia Facebook community page, and you can see what's going on around the nation, because a lot of people are going to be marching.